when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd like to welcome you to Blood River Radios. By the way, everybody out there in the world, morning, noon, evening, wherever you are, we're just for dedicating that music tonight, for this hour, to our dear, I'm about to cry, our dear brother, Rand, who's having to work his guts out. He would like to be on the program, but he can't right now. We miss him. He is a sweet Alabama boy, sweet brother. He's born and bred in the South. He'll die in the South. Let me tell you something else, people. You do not have to be in the South to have Dixie in your heart. I've been saying for years, Southern is a state of mind. Southern is in your heart. Southern is, to me, as we speak of, is all good, all pure, all just everything Christian. That's who we're dedicating this first hour tonight, and we're dedicating the second hour to our precious political prisoners in Canada. But while we're thinking about the political prisoners in Canada, we have political prisoners in Charlottesville, Virginia, for the Battle of Charlottesville. I'd like to rededicate this song to Mr. Rand Owen, Mr. Biscuit, another song of the South, Jay-Z from AZ, another, he has Dixie in his heart, and all the rest of our supporters. Anyway, people, that's it. With if you know, this is a Christian radio show, so we'll have a quick prayer. We opened the program a little bit unorthodox tonight. And once again, what are you listening to? This is Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, I'm the host. I'm bringing you some really great, great, great people tonight. You really am. So if you will, bow your head with a quick prayer, and then we'll give you a quick outline of the program, and we got to get it rolling. But I hope that Rand Owen's listening when he gets home tonight, when he quits through riding that tractor, cutting that hay, fighting those rattlesnakes and mosquitoes. And I hope that old Jay-Z from AZ and old Biscuit down there in Florida, I hope you enjoyed that program, because people have dedicated to you and all of our other listeners to keep us on the air. So anyway, if you will, people, bow your heads. We're having a quick prayer. Almighty Father God, I would like to thank you from the bottom of my heart for staying with Blood River Radio and keeping us on the air. Even though it looks hopeless sometimes, and I have so many people tell me, oh, why are you, old fool, why are you keep sitting there just blabbing out and trying to preach to people who are never going to listen to you? Well, you know what? Maybe so, maybe not. But the duty is mine. The results belongs to God, and I do think we will win in the end, and if we don't, we will make it to heaven. I don't give a damn what the communists say. But anyway, people, I'd like to thank God for sending us people like Rand Owens, for sending us people like Biscuit, and my precious sister Monica Schaefer, and my precious brother Alfred Schaefer, who's going to be on in just a few minutes. And Lord, I'd like to ask you to continue to bless us. And Lord, never, ever, ever let us lose courage. Let us always keep our eyes on the prize. And let us always fight Satan That's exactly who is against us, Lord. These men in small hats are from their son, the father of the devil. We're fighting him. Never let us lose courage, Lord. If you will, continue with Blessed Blood River Radio, and let us always bless you. I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, as you know, also, we have to go to our precious donors. Without the donors, without God Almighty, we would not be on this air. Anyway, we have Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone, AZ. He's sending like clockwork every month. He's sending us this wonderful donation. He's a dear brother of mine, and I always like to know people. He was a dear brother. He was Purple Heart wounded, Purple Heart up close and personal with the VC in Vietnam. We were drafted about the same time. I consider him a brother in more ways than one. God bless him. God bless Jay-Z. God bless Rand. God bless Biscuit for keeping us on the air. We also had an anonymous. Somebody sent us a $100 bill out of Birmingham, Alabama, with no return address, no name, no nothing. So evidently they just want to support us. That's great. I'd like to thank you so much. Also, I lost a little card. Someone sent us a $10 cash. I don't remember. I've cleaned this office up. I don't remember if I had a card, but I like whoever sent a $10 bill. We don't get that much. Thank you so much. Sorry if I lost the card, but we have every little bit counts. I was just talking to somebody today that I think we're about $25 per month in the black. That's the God's truth. Anyway, so thank you so much, everybody. Anyway, without further ado, I'll give you a quick outline. Let me give you a little outline over here. Where is it? Let me see. Well, I'll just do it by heart. The first hour, we got my sister, Monica the Bravehearts. We're bringing home. She's going to run this first hour. We're bringing my brother on. I'm probably older. Alfred Schaefer. I'm trying to think of a good nickname for him. Anyway, so in the second hour, it's going to be Miss Monica the Braveheart, bringing on Paul Fromm. After the second hour, Monica and Paul Fromm will drop off to do work, and then we're bringing on Nancy Hitt. Me and Nancy will send out the third hour. But here's how it goes. The first hour and the second hour, it's going to be run by Monica. Monica's going to run it with her brother the first hour. Second hour, Monica's running it with her Canadian brother, Paul Fromm. Without further ado, Miss Monica, if you will, introduce your precious brother, and I'm bowing out of the way to bringing y'all in and out of the breaks.
Thank you very, very much, Eddie, for the introduction, for the prayer, and the thank yous to the donors. It was very, very nice. Yeah, so today we have my actual brother, like real brother. We grew up together, Alfred, and he lives in Germany. Some people call it Jumani. But anyway, he's on the line now, and he has recently had some nice adventures, and that's why I really wanted him to come on the program today and tell us about his great adventures. And it wasn't, canoeing or hang gliding. You know, we might have done those things at some point in our lives for sure, but these are different kinds of adventures. And so, without further ado, I'd like to bring Alfred on. Okay, Alfred, you there?
Yes, I'm there, and thank you for the introduction. And Eddie, thanks for your entry prayer. And I like the part where you said, which is so true, where you said, we have got to fight to spread the truth, even if some people don't want to listen. But I'll tell you, more and more people are listening because they are feeling the pain of the disastrous condition that we have been maneuvered into. So we have no choice. We're going to fight this until our very last breath. And ever more people are joining us in this struggle as they begin to understand what is at stake and how we've been led down to this terrible predicament that we find ourselves in. But that's, once you understand what the problem is and we start to fight, then we cheer up and we have a reason to live. In fact, I see a lot of people who are not on board with us, who are very confused, very unhappy, whereas I consider everyone I know who's fighting this battle is actually quite happy and energized because we are involved. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really great comment, Alfred, to make, that, sometimes people veer away from me because they say, oh, I don't want to be around your negative energy. And nothing could be further from the truth. But what they are reacting to is that they are not yet ready for hearing the truth. Because really, I go around quite joyfully in my life, and I know that you do too. Now, before you get into the story of what has been going on the last couple of weeks, why don't you just give a very brief synopsis of the last, let's say, 5 years of your life and where you spent so much time? I guess it's maybe 6 years by now since that all started with our adventure with the Schaefer siblings trial in Germany. Well, I guess we'll resume that after the break. Over to you, Eddie.
I can't wait to listen to Alfred and my sister Monica as soon as we come back. Brother Alfred, God bless you, people. Hang on. We'll be right back.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to bring, and he's not just Alfred Schaefer, not just my brother, but he is our honored, a greatly honored political prisoner. Anybody that did what he did, you don't get any more quarters than that. And also, Miss our sister, my little sister, his little sister, the Braveheart. We're bringing them back. So go ahead. We talked during the break. So go ahead, Brother Alfred, and give the people a quick bio about why I called you a political prisoner. Go ahead, Brother Alfred.
Yeah. Okay. Our adventure, if you want to call it that, began actually with my sister Monica's arrest, which was January 3rd, 2018, when she was arrested just out of the blue when we were spectators at another political activist at her inquisition, and someone recognized Monica, and then she was put into handcuffs and taken away into a prison cell. And a day before she was in prison for 6 months, they started the trial against the two of us together, like so Monica and myself were together, like Bonnie and Clyde kind of thing, the evil duo. And I was surprised that they would put us two together because, we are a team, you know, in soul and mind and everything. And I thought, wow, why are they doing that? They're going to lose this in the long term. But they did it. And it was a very long trial, actually. It carried on for about 4 months, you know, Monica and myself. But on about the second day of the trial, I was arrested in the courtroom, so I could not go back home. I mean, Monica was always brought there from the prison because she was in prison. I went to the trial or the inquisition from at home, you know, so I wasn't yet a prisoner. But then they decided to arrest me, and so then we were both in prison, Monica and I. She was in the women's prison and I was in the men's prison. And so this carried on for about 4 months, this charade, this inquisition. And at the end, she was released then after having served 10 months. And I was given just over a 3-year sentence and then subsequently slapped with another sentence. So I was in prison for 4 years on that stretch. And then I was released. Then after my sentence was served, I was out. And then I was out for just over a year when they rearrested me with new trumped up charges and so forth, because I didn't bow to their you know to stay silence. I mean I was you know teaching the truth and teaching what I could every opportunity I could, so they couldn't stand that anymore. So they arrested me again, and then I spent 6 months in prison, and then I just got released about 2 months ago. And right now, first of all, I don't look at my prison time as being a real punishment in the classical sense. I look at it as being education, a training ground. If you're going to go into the military, let's say, and you've come out of a, let's say, a soft life of fun and games, and you have to be hardened up for the battles that you need to be involved in, then your training will not be a soft time. It'll be rigorous and it'll hurt. You'll be in pain, but that's part of learning to do what you're going to have to do. And my time in prison, and when I compare my time in prison with those people outside of the prison, I couldn't have had a better luck in the timing of my being in prison, because I was in prison the entire Corona COVID scamdemic time. And I could really, if I was outside of the prison with all the laws and rules that they were imposing on people, I would have had huge trouble outside. But being in prison, I could actually just play games with them. I says, if they were, you know, if the guard.
Well, I think we've lost you, Alfred. You still there?
Oh, just hang on. Yeah. Okay. There. I somehow touched the button here. The mic.
Okay. So we just left off where you were saying you were going to start to tell us about, for example, in the prison, if a guard, and then.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Off.
Okay. Very well. Yeah.
So, Alfred, tell our listeners why you were in prison, right quick, like.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, the one video that really put us on the map basically was Monica's short little video, 5 minutes or 6 minutes long. Sorry, Mom, I was wrong about the Holocaust. Okay, now I had done a few videos before, so I had the studio equipment here, and you know, I got some experience like how to make videos and so forth. And when Monica told me on the telephone how bad she felt, because when we were slowly being indoctrinated growing up in Canada about all the evils that these the so-called evils that the evil Nazis did, and of course Monica believed that, because you just don't suspect that you're being lied to from all sides all the time. But that's how these the Satanists or the Jews do it. I mean, the Jews and their lies, their mode of operation is to have us believing things that are just completely not the truth. Like they're just a fiction story to lead us in a certain direction. And then of course Monica, you know, as this was increasing or ramping up, this indoctrination, Monica would come home and say, well, Mom, you know, why didn't you do something, say something? Because, you know, our parents grew up, were in Germany at that time. And Monica just couldn't believe that Mom wouldn't, you know, would just put up with that kind of stuff. So she'd tell her, you know, we should have said something, you know, stop that evil. And my mom's response was the most natural, honest response that she could that it could possibly be. Well, she said, we didn't see any of that. We didn't know that was happening. Well, how could you possibly see and know something is happening that it, when it's just fabricated nonsensical lies brought in years and years after the end of hostilities? I mean, the Holocaust lie really only got going after Steven Spielberg made his film in, I think it was 1978 or something like that, The Holocaust. And then you got Schindler's List and all these other things. Plus, you know, they keep... There's no Hollywood movie made anymore that didn't somewhere mention something evil about those Germans. And even like if you look at Star Trek and Darth Vader, you know, what's the shape of Darth Vader's helmet? Well, the same shape as the German helmet. So the whole time, all of our soft minds were being programmed with German is equal to evil. German are nasty, bad people. And the Jews were always the victim. It wasn't 6 million communists that got gassed. It wasn't 6 million Bolsheviks that were gassed. It's always 6 million Jews that were gassed. And if you ever tie together a Jew with something bad, then that's anti-Semitism, you see. So our minds are being twisted and programmed to really believe, because that's all we ever hear, that Jews are always innocent and victims, and Germans are always evil and you know, just bad. And so anyway, when Monica came for, it was before she came in 2016 for a summer vacation here with somebody else as well, she told me about how her bad feelings for having reproached our mother because she didn't do anything to stop all these terrible things. And I told Monica, you know, that's actually a good theme for a little video. And I didn't say anything more than just that. And then she had a script. She put together a script. And she gets in front of the camera and we can get the lights on and all that kind of stuff. And it was so, I was so impressed at the narrative that she put together. It was so perfect, so beautiful. And that thing really, it was like throwing a grenade in the central, you know, the planning room of our opponents kind of thing. It really destroyed so much of their, the indoctrination that we had been subjected to. With this little short video, we did so much of that programming. So they saw the danger of that, and that's why and that's when they really started coming after us, actually after Monica especially, or both of us then. But since Monica was from Canada, what she went through then in Canada in terms of ritual defamation, she became an expert in that, because she was right. Like, she was in the crosshairs of a massive ritual defamation campaign. And I was often thinking, my God, how can she survive that? Because I wasn't getting that same level of vile, nasty, attacking from here on this side, even though this is, you know, the heart of Holocaust country here in Germany. So, anyway, after having served those 4 years in that prison, also understanding how the people in prison, they are so much more awake than the people outside of the prison. So for me, from that point of view, it wasn't really that much of a punishment, because when I have to deal with zombies on the outside of the, like here in our so-called free world, I find it very, very difficult to spend time together with someone who has not even made the first steps yet in understanding what our predicament is and what is going on in the real world. It's sort of like dealing with someone who has remained a child, you know, a little child of 7 or 8 years old, who is okay to play in the sandbox as the house is burning down, as the storm is coming. I mean, we have got to deal with this. And
Brother Alfred, we have to go to a quick break.
Okay.
Dear Blood River Radio people, Happy Mother's Day out there today. Also, you're listening to Brother Alfred, Brother Monica tell you why we say here at Blood River Radio that the Holocaust lie is the linchpin, must be destroyed. It's the linchpin that holds all other Jewish lies together. Be right back, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. On Monday, star witness Michael Cohen expected on the stand at Donald Trump's hush money trial. We get more now from correspondent John Schaefer.
Donald Trump is denouncing his hush money trial as a sham.
It all comes out of Washington. It's to damage crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, happens to be me.
Leaving the court on Friday, Trump criticized the gag order once more, pointing out that star witness Michael Cohen can say anything.
The 10 most dangerous states in America, ranked now by USA News. FBI crime stats show that New Mexico, ranking number one as the most dangerous state in the country right now. Louisiana and Colorado's crime problems putting them in second and third place. Washington State in fourth place, followed by Tennessee in fifth place. Anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protesters continue to occupy college campuses across the country in a well-coordinated effort to disrupt graduations. At the State University of New York in Westchester, more than 100 members of the New Paltz faculty have signed a letter criticizing the school's president. USA's Dave Collins on the story.
They claim President Darrell Wheeler and law enforcement didn't act appropriately when trying to break up a large group of pro-Palestinian protesters on campus last week. They believe the actions taken towards students violated their First Amendment right of free speech. The faculty members are also demanding Wheeler be removed from his position.
Turning now to business news, McDonald's hoping to lure customers back who've been priced out. The fast food giant reportedly launching a $5 meal. Bloomberg reporting the affordable menu offering may include either a McChicken or a McDouble along with fries and a drink. Unclear when this deal will launch and at which locations. McDonald's has more than 13,000 stores here in the U.S. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the burger perfection flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio, I'd like to throw out a big old shout out to all you mothers out there. And we have a mother on the air, Sister Braveheart. Happy Mother's Day, Braveheart. Happy Mother's Day, Brenda. Happy Mother's Day, Robin. Happy Mother's Day to all you people out there. And also, I'd like to give one more shout out, one more heartfelt shout out. I love some of these guys so much. I really do. Old Biscuit down there in Florida. Who could not love Old Biscuit? Without Biscuit, there'd be no Blood River Radio. Rand Owen. I mean, if you only knew Rand Owen, there's not anybody like him anymore. I was just saying during the break, there's me and Rand about the only people left. Even the so-called people supposed to be in all these, you know, pit bull junkyard dog organizations. Most of them are just fluff. Anyway, people, I'm going to got to shut up now. We're going back. We're talking about that linchpin of all lies. That's why these two precious people that are on our program tonight, that's why they were in prison. The beast, the Zog, was trying to, the Jew, was trying to silence them to keep them from telling what they're going to start telling you again. Go ahead, Miss Sister Monica. I believe you wanted to come back after
that.
Yeah. But go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. So, I mean, the Jews proved to us that is the linchpin lie, that without that lie, they basically lose their power. They proved that to us by having all these laws against questioning it. And furthermore, if you are in the position of finding yourself in the Inquisition and you're in one of these courtrooms, then they prove it once again that they are protecting a lie, because they don't even allow you to present your evidence or to explain the reasons how you have reached your conclusions. And the proof of that is that they criminalize you for doing so. And so when Alfred said earlier that he was topped up with an additional jail sentence to make a total of 4 years on that first go round, it's the top up was for exactly what I just described. It was for presenting evidence in the courtroom, to which the judge on numerous occasions said, whoa, I have to just warn you that if you carry on, and he was speaking to Alfred when Alfred was speaking and presenting his defense statement, the judge would tell him that, well, I must warn you that if you carry on with that, then we will have to make new charges against you. And Alfred would just basically say, well, you want to lock me up for 6 million years anyway, and I am just speaking the truth, and so I will carry on speaking the truth, and then carried on. So that's what happened there. And then the second jail sentence, I'll just briefly say that, I mean, yeah, it's basically, you could say it's they want to silence people like us who talk about this linchpin lie. But what they specifically threw Alfred in jail for the second time, for that 6 month term, is so ludicrous that it really makes you scratch your head in wonderment. It is for doing that very friendly gesture that says, I come in peace, and it was called the Roman salute. Now it's known as the Hitler salute, with the right arm in a straight arm gesture at a certain angle that is not permitted in Germany. So, and where was that done? In the courtyard of the previous prison where Alfred found himself, with one other fellow in the courtyard at the time. And he was when the guard said, hey, Herr Schäfer, you know, Hitler salute, the other convict, he said, oh, no, he's just showing me how high his dog Pavlov can jump. So anyway, you know, That's the nature of how afraid our enemy is of us, and of just if we stand up with no fear, they do not like that. And I tell you, folks, when we tell these stories, it's not to make you cower in fear. No, it's to do the opposite. Engage the system. Engage every opportunity you have, because it scares them when we show no fear. And on that note, Alfred, why don't you tell us what happened over the last little while?
Well, first of all, I want to revisit the subject of why they are absolutely hell-bent on upholding this Holocaust lie, because they, after having stolen all the money in the world, basically, when you hear that the Rothschild family owns, I think, half of all the money that this in this world, that's, you know, our artificial system of, you know, this money system, it is in their hands. But they didn't get it because they're industrious workers and they're just, you know, very productive. No, they got all of that by stealing, by mass murdering, by swindling, and this, and now that they've got all that, they've been able to buy all the political the things that are important for this political power, including the press, you know, all the radio, the TV, the politicians, and now they're trying to with this hollow hoax lie to convert the monetary debt that the whole world has to them. That's all based, of course, on if somebody steals all your money, then they've stolen it. They don't owe you anything. I mean, you can't say it's a debt or anything like that. They've stolen it, so they're trying to convert this monetary debt into a moral debt with a lie. So they've gone from stealing all the money in the world and buying all the positions they need to for this death matrix into a moral debt, so that the young people, that's all they hear, that they would actually believe that. And plus they atomize us all. That's why they are so vehemently go after anybody who unites in any kind of a political structure or form. They're immediately vilified as Nazis or Hitlerites or whatever, in a feeble attempt or a futile attempt to keep the entire world's population atomized, as they think they can come together and keep us enslaved. But it has never been easier than now to actually expose all these lies, and that's what we're actually witnessing now. And so once, as we come together with the truth, they are flying apart and knifing each other in the back, because it's like when you get a bunch of gangsters and they've stolen, they'll be united for the robbery or for the crime. But once they have the loot and go back to their safe house, that's when they start to fight each other and knife each other in the back. That is the state that the Jews now find themselves in. That's what the state of Israel is. It's a safe house for gangster criminals of the most vile nature. And
I was just going to add to what you're saying there, Alfred, about now it's never been easier than now to connect these dots and actually expose these lies, and the linchpin lie, especially because of, first of all, the last 4 years, the you know, COVID scamdemic, and now what's going on in Israel. I mean, this is like a total genocide. And so people are no longer quite as afraid to actually hear you talk about the Jews, or to hear us talk about the Jews and what are they doing in Israel, you know? So they're not really in anybody's good books right now. So this is the time to expose this linchpin lie.
Put it this way, we are criminalized, the students, especially in the U.S. now and so forth, who are protesting against the genocide that Israel is perpetrating against the Palestinians, who have been defined as Amalek, and the Jews say Amalek must be destroyed, the women and children, everybody from Amalek must be destroyed. Well, they've also defined us as Amalek. All the European people, all the white race has been defined as Amalek. So they are giving us a flavor of what they have in store for us by what they are doing now with the Palestinians in Gaza. And if you mention that, point it out, then you are criminalized. But if you deny the fake Holocaust that they always like to talk about and whine about, then you are also criminalized. So it has never been easier and more natural to just come out of hiding and just, you know, scream it out and talk about it. And all these people who are afraid to talk about it because they think that nobody else is talking about it, what do you think they're all going to do when they realize that everybody is in fact talking about it? They will do everything to make up for lost time. And I always say the most ferocious fighters for our cause, if you want to call them that, will be those people who come on board a bit later in time because they have got a lot to make up for. Sort of like if you ever watch, you know, sheep on a pasture someplace, and all the sheep sort of one by one, they sort of go into a different corner than they were at first. And there's a few stragglers who just weren't paying attention. And when they see that the entire herd has moved the other way, they go in panic and have to join up with the herd. So that's what we're expecting is kind of a response.
Good one. Well, yeah, why don't you start with now we got to get to the crux of the last couple of weeks. Something happened that gave you a great deal of energy and hope, and I guess that's going to be in the final quarter.
We're going to take a quick break. Well, by the way, Dennis in Pama, Virginia, Jim in Washington State, Frank Hawaii up north, Chuck in Missouri, and Ken in Lynbrook, thanks for keeping us on the air, folks. Be right back.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Yes, that's right. The only thing in the end that matters, people, never forget, it is raw, merciless force. And in the end, we will have to resort to it, I'm sure. But anyway, we're going to go right back to you, Sister Braveheart. Bring us, take us to Brother Alfred.
Yeah,
and tell his story.
Actually, okay. Yeah, we've kind of set the stage here. And now I think, Alfred, you'd like to tell us about this recent adventure that you had in Germany. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, it was about 10 days ago. In fact, it was in Augsburg, which is a city not that far from Munich, where I live. And Sylvia Stolz, who was also been in prison for her political work and so forth, we both had an appointment there for a sort of a little conference there in front of about 35
people. A speaking engagement.
A speaking engagement. And of course, we did a little bit of advertising in a private circle kind of thing, but of course, it did leak out into, you know, the enemy sort of got wind of it. And about 10 minutes or, you know, 5 to 10 minutes after Sylvia Stolz started giving her speech about the lawlessness in this occupied Germany, the doors flew open and a whole army of police marched in, and they ordered everyone put their hands on their head and don't move. You know, everybody has to stay seated. And then they moved in, like the whole place was filled with police. And then they started taking, they had a sort of in a lockdown mode. And we were stuck in that lockdown mode for several hours, actually. But there was a girl that was behind me, a woman who was behind me, who had gone through a horrible experience. She lived in Berlin some time ago. And coming home from her work at night, suddenly there was four Negroes that were blocking her path, and they tried to drag her into the bushes to rape her, kind of thing. But she defended herself and fought back. So they threw her onto the ground and started kicking her, and she was had her arms, her head covered with her arms, lying in the ground, taking fending off the kicks, kind of thing, and. She had gone through that experience, and so she fended off this rape. She was not raped. But these police, when they came in, she saw that as an opportunity, and she could not stop herself. She just stood up and started shouting at them. So you come in here, mostly older people who just want to talk about the truth, instead of going out there and taking care of the invaders who are mass raping German women, and nothing happens. They always get excused. There's no punishment. You come in here and stop us from talking the truth. And she just, she was like, nothing could stop her. She was going just crazy. And then every time she had to stop talking to take a breath, I would interject and I would tell them without doubt, you guys are all going to have, faster than you can imagine, new bosses, because your bosses now, they're at some point, maybe not your immediate superiors, but up the line, going into the political level, there you will find someone who has been filmed raping little children, because nobody gets past a certain point in this political structure without engaging in these abhorrent crimes, pedophilic crimes. That's what Epstein was all about, that whole scandal, yes. Which they quickly kind of tried to put the lid on. But no politician goes past a certain point in this political system that we have without being completely extortable.
Compromised.
They're on camera. They didn't just rape somebody, but they do it on camera, and then they are controllable just like a little dog on a leash. You go the wrong way and the leash is pulled. That's what we're facing right now. So, but then going to why this is our time has come now is I had several of these cops then, the police or mercenaries or whatever you want to call them. And I was able to talk to them, like myself, to three of them that were surrounding me, and they were paying attention. And I was telling them that you are not the winning team; we are the winning team. Everybody's coming over to our side, and I don't think you want to be the last ones to come around. And how do you explain to your neighbors, your family, your friends, your children, when you go at home at night, what you did today? I mean, we are all talking about it, so you cannot hide that, And they did pay attention. And then I gave them, I call it my business card, which is an envelope full of basically my life story here, my political life story now. And anybody who reads that will come to the obvious conclusion which way this thing is turning. And these people, this went over several hours, and I really noticed the change in mood, that they went from being the fierce, like lockdown, locking us down, to paying attention, I distinctly got the impression they would want nothing more than to come over to our side and be the police force for the truth and an honorable society again. That's, I could tell in the body language and everything that was happening, that's the message I got. And when I was able to go home without having lost my computer or my phone or anything like that. And I drove with Sylvia Stolz in her car back to Munich, and I was in ecstasy. I was elated when we drove home back to Munich that evening without having lost anything. I just knew this is our victory. This is our victory. The fact that I'm doing this talk show with you now is our victory.
Yeah, yes. Alfred. And I think you said to me, not a single person was arrested and not a single thing was stolen from anybody. Correct. Like nobody lost their possessions, their computers, their phones or whatever. Is that correct?
That's correct, Monica.
That's huge. One more thing. I also asked you when you told me about it, I asked you, so are these policemen, are they all Germans or are they also now, you know, a diverse police force? And you told me they were Germans. That's
very
different.
They were all German, Monica.
Yeah, that's different from here, you know, because they've been working for many, many years now to reflect the general politician in the police forces and hire diversity, meaning non-white people. So this is very interesting. So these German police men and women, they must have some brains. I don't know. They must be thinking and observing. I know that when we drove back and forth between the prison and the courthouse, those drivers, they saw what was going on.
Oh, yes.
They knew what was going on. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, and also, Monica, the attempts to diversify the police force here in Germany has always been just utter failures, because these people, they like in the States now, they say that, oh, you don't even have to have American citizenship anymore to be join the police force. I mean, that is outrageous. It is insanity. And that's why all these people who have not yet taken their first steps to try to understand what's going on here, these people have disqualified themselves from having any say in any affairs after this thing goes through, because they're behaving like little spoiled children. You know, like there is a point where if your house is on fire, if you're a little child, you know, you look and say, oh, daddy will fix it. But hey, after you grow, that's what adulthood is all about, taking responsibility for your own well-being and survival. And now this is the survival of us as a species, as a race, as a civilization. I mean, we inherited the civilization that was founded by countless generations before us, and it was our ancestors who made it possible for us to live the way we do today or have all our lives. And we are going to lose all of that if we don't now wake up, stand up, and do what needs to be done to save our civilization.
Well said. Well said.
Yes. We're very close. It's going to be us or them. It won't be too long. We'll find out. Are we going to have freedom or slavery?
Yes.
That's my opinion anyway.
And then all the people who actually got injected for this fake corona nonsense. I mean, these people have that's the eternal poisoners of the wells have done a real thorough job this time around, not just putting poison in the wells but making profit out of it, you know, like sucking all kinds of money. And with this money that they sucked out of it, they claim entitlement to actual value, like property and so forth. So this is just you cannot imagine anything as evil as this reality now is.
Yes, I tell you what, you're absolutely right, Brother Alfred. I tell people, if you could think like this, like Satan, like the devil, that's the only way we can get a true picture of just how evil these people can get. They being the same old enemy, the sons of their father, the devil, that Jesus Christ was talking about in St. John 8:44. And it's always like David Harry says, it's always Jews all the time. I mean, there's no getting around that, you know.
Yes.
In the Shabbos Goy. People were getting ready to go to transition to the second hour in a minute or two. Well, right now, matter of fact, people hang on to your seat. Brother Alfred's going to hang on with us for another segment. And so is Sister Braveheart. It's going to be Sister Braveheart and Paul Fromm going to do in the second hour. We're going to be honoring the political prisoners second hour. And Brother Alfred's going to hang on for a segment. Be right back, folks.